Hello and welcome to another edition of Club Kingsnake Web Radio. Today we have Frederick Anderson of Metal Blade recording artist This Ending, who's got a brand new album coming out called Inside the Machine. How are you today, Frederick?
I'm good, thank you.
You've got a new album coming out. I understand that this is with some guys you worked with a long time ago?
Yeah, that's right. We released two full-length album and one mini CD back in the early 90s or mid-90s. We split up in 98 and haven't been... We've been playing together in different projects since then, but not all five of us together.
Who are the other guys that you're playing with on this album?
The old band, we were called the Kenner's Quintet. It's the guys from that band.
And, okay, so it's still Martin and Linus and Leo and Jesper?
Yeah, exactly.
You've been doing some other work, too. You've been playing drums for M and Amarth, right?
Yeah, I'm actually still playing drums in M and Amarth.
Right, you guys just got done with a North American tour here in the States. How'd that go?
Went really well, actually. It was the second time we toured together with Children on Bodom, and it's always great to tour with those guys. And you could definitely see that people start hearing about us more and more in North America. We got a better response than ever before, so it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think things like satellite radio and the internet have really helped pick up the American listening of European death metal or European metal varieties in general?
I hope so. I guess it has to have something to do with it.
Did you go to Wacken this year with M and Amarth?
Yeah, we played Wacken this year.
Okay, how did that go for you?
It was a good show. It's kind of hard. We played really late. We played at 2 o'clock in the morning. It was kind of it was a long wait for the show for us, and also it's kind of not so nice playing when it's that dark, because you don't get the same response when you don't see the crowd. I mean, I've seen the footage and photos from it, and it was awesome, but since it was so dark, I didn't really have any contact with the crowd, and that's a little bit negative, at least for us. We kind of need the contact with the crowd, but it was still a very good show, and it was amazing to play in front of all those people.
On the tour you just finished up, you played up in Milwaukee in a smaller club. One of our writers was up there. I think she interviewed Johan from that gig. And that she really liked it. Do you foresee a tour with This Ending coming up, or is that pretty much going to be a studio band, and you're going to leave the tour in with Ammon?
Yeah, we definitely hope so. Since the album just came out, and we haven't been playing live with the new songs at all, so we're kind of just waiting to see the reactions and what kind of different offers we might get. But we're really anxious and. To come out and play live. That's something we're really looking forward to.
When is the album going to release, or has it already released?
It came out January 23rd in North America.
How many songs are on the new album?
There are 10 songs.
10 songs. Do you play a big part in writing the songs, or is it more of a band effort, or is there one person that leads most of it?
When we started playing out, basically I had the most ideas. We started out working on my songs, but pretty early in the process, Linus took over that part, and I think on the album I'd say maybe 60-70% Linus's work, and then the rest is Leo, the other guitarist, and I contributed with one work on one song. So it's a group effort, but I would say Linus is the main composer. He writes most of the stuff. Lyric wise, it's more than writing, I guess, 70-80% of the lyrics, and Leo writes a couple of lyrics, and I think Jesper wrote one lyric for the album. So we're all involved in the whole process, and we all produce the songs together, like decide how to put the songs together and stuff like that, and also putting the vocals in place. Very important to us.
Are you already starting to think about a next album?
Actually, yeah. I know that Linus has two new songs that he wrote in the last month. That sounds really awesome. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have
your relationship with Amarth and Metal Blades, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, by the way, Amarth. Did your relationship with Amarth and Metal Blade Records make it easier to get the record deal here in the States with Metal Blade for this ending?
I don't think so. I've been sending other stuff to Metal Blade before, and they haven't been interested in releasing it. But I think it helped a bit that I know the guys and they knew who I was when we sent the stuff to them. But I've been sending other stuff to them before, and that they haven't been interested in that. But I'd like to think that they really like the songs, and they wanted to release it because the music is good and not because of me. And I know that they love the album, Metal Baby, so they're really happy about it. So I think it was a benefit that I knew the guys, but they decided to release it based on what they thought of the album or the song.
This ending is known for technical death metal, is that correct?
Yeah.
A harder standard to have to live up to?
No, not really. We write the kind of music that we do well, I would say, that we think that we do well, and the kind of music that we like. So it's not really that we try to live up to any standard, and I wouldn't say that we're extremely technical or anything like that. We just write whatever type of music that we think we do best.
You guys have had a fairly big cult following over in, I believe it's, Austria, Sweden, and Germany?
Yeah, well, in Sweden and parts of Europe, we had a kind of a cult following in the early or mid-90s. And actually, the response of us getting back together has been, I didn't expect it to be that much, actually, but a lot of people seem to be very happy about it.
Well, Frederick, we're glad to see you guys over here in the States with Metal Blade. We hope to see you on tour this year. If we do, we're certainly going to try to send a couple reporters over. Thank you for your time today. I know that you guys just got done. You just got done with the tour with Ammon, so you're probably resting up as we speak.
Well, I had a month of vacation, so it's back to business now.
Well, for Club Kingsnake, this is Jeff Berenger, and once again, this was Frederick Anderson of the band This Ending, who's got a brand new album out. It's called Inside the Machine, and look forward to a tour in 2007. Have a good evening, everybody.